Ola was born. The First World War had only just ended 3 years before. In 77, she took a flight, told a reporter who asked her that it was all right. 2002 is the year that she died. She lived in Manhattan on the Upper West Side. If you look on the web, that's almost all that will show. There once was a Lola, Aliyah Lauro. She always said that she was from England, but after she died I learned she came from the mainland. The last Kinder transport was the one she was on, and she spent her youth then being bombed in London. She met a soldier, followed him back. How many kids she raised, who can keep track? Only two of her own, but so many others would follow. My nanny Lola, Aliyah Lauro. She always said she never had a problem with the gangsters. They said we're so bad. She would laugh loudly, as she often did, saying I knew all the gangsters when they were wee kids. She said not one child should be forsaken, maybe because her own childhood had been taken. A woman of joy, a woman of sorrow, a lady named Lola, Aliyah Lauro. As I grew up, I still kept in touch with this woman who had affected so many so much. My lady of laughter, my mother of mirth, who seemed to know so deeply what laughter was worth. There's no stumbling stone to recall when she came, and she long ago changed both her first and last name. But now there's a song, so someone out there might know. There once was a Lola, Aliyah Lauro. There once was a Lola, Aliyah Lauro. There once was a Lola, Aliyah Lauro.